The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on Way FM, and I'm so glad we get to hang out for a little bit. There's a lot of weird, nasty food out there in America, but we try the trendy stuff so you don't have to. This is Taste Test Tuesday.
Get in my belly! Come on!
Tom, what are we eating today?
Well, I feel like we should change this for a little bit to Pregnancy Craving Tuesday.
That's right. If you missed the announcement, I'm expecting.
Congrats.
And I am eating weird stuff, and I feel like this fits perfectly.
This does. So this is the new at Sonic. It's the Sour Patch Slush. So Sour Patch Kids Slush. And I tell you, it actually looks really interesting.
You wouldn't think you'd want sour anything in your ice cream, but they don't mess up at Sonic. Like, they're not putting something on the menu that's nasty. This might actually be a way to celebrate your summer before it's over. You said it's not even really on the menu, can get it.
Yeah, I had to ask if they still had it, and they're like, oh, yeah, what size? And the small is a huge size, by the way. This is a big size.
Look, I could handle that right now. There's two of me.
So we got like what? It's like an ice cream and then the slush together.
I actually love that. So there's like a place called Rita's I went to back in the day.
Yes.
It's just like that. So we're going to tell you if it's any good.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hopefully you like Sour Patch Kids.
I do.
Me too.
I don't. Atlanta.
That is a weird combination.
I have regrets. I don't like it.
It's really sour.
It's really sour. It hurts my face. I don't think that ice cream or a dessert should come with pain.
Maybe so, there's a reason this isn't on the menu.
This is a no-go.
This is no.
If you could use a little more energy at this point in the day, and a nap is not possible because it never really is. They say taking short breaks from work is going to boost your energy throughout the day, just like 10 minutes. And I have a bunch of coworkers here that love to go on quick 10-minute walks together, but I hate exercise and getting sweaty when it's hot out, so I never join them. But they are happier and healthier than me. You ever see a mom crying in car line at the beginning of the year? Those emotions don't necessarily make sense until I became that mom this week. Not in the car line, but I announced that I'm going to have another baby, and I've got to get my son out of the crib because I'm going to need that. So I bought him a toddler bed. I thought we'd have to build up for a while and get him ready. Last night he said, I'm going to sleep in the big boy bed. And I actually didn't want him to. I wanted to savor his last night in his crib and prep him. But he just hopped in it and went to sleep and did incredible. So I didn't expect tears to start coming down my face. And he was ready and I wasn't. And maybe I'm just realizing how kids, they never move backwards. They just keep growing in independence until they don't need us anymore. I know that's the point of parenting, but it's just really hard on your heart sometimes. So if you have any advice on navigating these transitions, I need it.
When they transitioned into a crib to a toddler bed, I used to lay in the toddler bed with them.
I don't even think I can fit. Props to you.
Yes, it doesn't matter, Joy. Yes, you will make it. My
If you're tired of opening shows on Netflix or on Disney Plus and finding that there's stuff in there you don't really want your kid to see, then you need to check out PureFlix. They are a faith and family-friendly, exclusive movie and TV entertainment platform. They're great for the entire family, and they have so many creative shows. In fact, there's a brand new one called Live and Local that is a show based on Christian radio. And a bunch of our artists, Colton Dixon, Skillet, they're actually in episodes of the show, so you can check that out. They also have things like Veggie Tales, which I grew up loving, Bible Man, the Fireproof movie series, God's Not Dead, and they even have brand new movies coming out, like one specifically geared towards the relationship between dads and daughters. If you want to check it out, all you have to do is text PURE, P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to get your 1 week free trial of faith and family entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices. It's good to be in the know as to what's happening in the world, but most of that news is pretty discouraging. So instead of sharing that, I'm going to talk about some joyful news. You may have missed this story about a nursing home that is recruiting babies to cheer up the elderly residents. You know how adorable babies can be, and they now have 32 moms that they pay to bring their kids by whenever. The kids just have to be 3 and under, and there's no requirements. They just play and walk around and say hi. But I think maybe they should move this age from 3 and under to 2 and under, because my child is just over 2, and if I took him, he would destroy that place. We can get so caught up in our own life stuff that we don't even notice the people around us. This week has been a crazy week at WayFM. So many of our coworkers have been dealing with health stuff and had family members in the hospital, and it's just been hard and sad. And the woman who ends up carrying most of it is Ruth. She's our front desk woman, and she's kind of the unofficial WayFM mom. So she's been giving hugs and meals and making sure we're all okay. And today I just said, Ruth, how are you handling all of this? I found out that she lost a family member this week, and she's going to a funeral, and she's been grieving, and none of us even knew, because I was so busy needing her that I never checked if she needed me. It's been a week.
Yeah.
We can attest to the fact that everything that could go wrong has gone wrong in like the lives of everyone we work with, and it's been really stressful, and so we like to send you out on a good note into a 3-day weekend. We love to make Tom laugh. And I don't know. Tell me if you even think it's possible today.
Yeah, I think we're heading into a 3-day weekend. I mean, it's a good day.
Yes, he needs to laugh. Yes. So here's what we do. I tell him a joke to warm him up a little bit. And then if you're able to make Tom totally crack up and laugh, you win a prize. So here we go. I've got it this week. I feel like I do.
I'm already laughing. All right. Ugh, straight face. Go ahead.
What is Starbucks' favorite city?
Oh, something with pumpkin, probably, because it's like pumpkin spice right now. I don't know, Joy, what?
Fort Lauderdale. That was better,
that was
right?
Good. That was good. You worked on your delivery. You did
I
it.
Really did. He came into the studio a second ago, and I was talking to myself, and I said, I'm practicing. I'm nervous. Okay, I got you cracked up.
You did it. You
okay,
did it.
Okay, wow. It's possible for you this week.
What did the thief who stole the calendar got?
I don't know any of the words you just said. Can you say
what,
one more
what
time?
Did the thief that stole the calendar get? Is that?
Yes.
A life sentence.
Ah, you took it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Wow. I just threw that out there. I didn't even. Joy, what's
yeah,
going
yeah,
on with your face?
Fun.
I don't get it. Why? Can you explain it? I don't get it.
Because it's a calendar.
Because it's a calendar. So 12 months, you got a life sentence, you got 12 months.
Oh.
She still doesn't get it.
I know. I really don't. I'm sorry.
Let's hear your joke.
Why did the mustard lose the race?
I know it.
Do you?
I just something came to me. I don't know. You
like,
want me to guess?
Throw it out there like I did last
week. Because he couldn't catch up.
Yes!
Oh my goodness, Joe!
Am I getting good at this?
Wow.
I've restored confidence after not understanding the last joke. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.